Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So we're about to start texting for Victoria, who needs help telling her mother-in-law they are not coming to Thanksgiving at their house for a very good reason. Cops were damn near called last year.
I already want to throw a flag on the play.
Here we go.
All right, these are the kind of conversations that should be done face-to-face.
Duh, they all are. Okay. But that's not it. That's not the flag. It's her mother-in-law. Why is she doing it? Should be her husband doing it. It's his mom.
Well, maybe there's good reason. Hey, Victoria.
Hi.
Hey. All right. So tell us why. I think Kristen raises a really good point that we can get to, but why are you so against going over to the in-laws' house for Thanksgiving this year? What happened last year?
Well, so I just want to point out that every year we go to her house for Thanksgiving, and then we do Christmas at our house. But it's always been sort of not my favorite place to go, but this last year it was miserable. My brother-in-law and his wife got into, it was a pretty heated fight, like to the point where cops were called, and like nothing physical happened, but it was just like a really heated fight. Everyone could hear. And I can't spend Thanksgiving there again. Like I can't do it. And I don't know what to do, but I need to tell her, and I'm just nervous.
What happened in previous years? Obviously, this is the worst of them all last year, but what happened in previous years that makes you feel like this is not an anomaly, it's not safe for my family, I just don't want to do it?
She overcooked the turkey.
Oh, that's it.
Dry turkey will do it to you.
Or the stuffing too, man, if you make that too dry.
They're just very negative. Like every single year, it's just, they don't get together very often. So when they do, it's just like everyone wants to bring up every little thing. You know, my family, we see each other all the time. And it's just like there's a lot of animosity on his side. And I can't be around it. It's supposed to be a positive, nice day. But unfortunately, that's just not the way his family goes.
So I think you're going to be walking into a hornet's nest here. I mean, it is a big old pain in the butt. I mean, in a lot of families, this is the case. It's just a couple of hours here, though. Is it going to be so? I mean, it's not like your kids are at risk or you're going to be food poisoned or most likely nobody's going to get shot. So, I mean, is it not something that you could just like suck it up? Because going to the mother-in-law, that changes the family dynamic in a huge way.
You don't understand the amount of fighting. It's just, it's unbearable. And I just don't think one year, I'd like this year to have a nice Thanksgiving. I just don't see if it's a big deal. Like one year.
All right, it's your call.
There's no benefit to it. I mean, even if it does change the family dynamic, oh, well, she doesn't have to be around those toxic people like even more. I mean, why would you walk into something every single year knowing you're going to be miserable? And I get sucking it up and doing it for like to make somebody happy. But if everyone's miserable too, like, and now you're going to be miserable at Christmas and the next holiday, like, cut the ties.
I'm guessing 25% of the families in this country are going through the same thing around Thanksgiving. There's somebody there or the families don't get along and they are certainly not going and looking forward to hanging out with family.
That's insanity. To continue to do something that makes you so miserable just because you're quote-unquote supposed to?
I said 25%, but I think it's higher than that.
I think it is too.
It's higher than that, for sure.
You typically do it out of obligation for the older generations.
Right.
But again, Victoria, this is your mother-in-law. Why is your husband not calling his mom or, you know, calling his mom to break this news? Why is it falling on your shoulders?
Well, we talked about it, and he's honestly, I think he's annoyed with me a bit. But he agreed to it. He just says, I need to be the one to tell her if we're going to do this.
Oh, that's
that don't feel right at all.
That's messed up. Okay, so, well, I think, first of all, it's too late for this, but you got to make an agreement with your husband that, okay, if you want me to handle this and it goes sideways, then that's not on me, man. I was asking you to take care of it, and you said, no, what? I trust you to take care of the situation. So he can't bitch if things go sideways.
Yeah, I think he knows that. We talked about it. I mean, just the fact that he's okay with not spending Thanksgiving there, to me, I mean, he must feel the same way. He may not say it, but...
Right.
I mean, the fact that it's his actual mom and he's telling you, you deal with it, that gives us a pretty good idea how this going to look.
Yeah, you throw me under the bus, my first text is going to be like, so my husband Mark wanted me to tell you that we're not coming to Thanksgiving this year.
Well, I mean, the good news here is this is a win-win all the way around. Because if it blows up, you're not going to Thanksgiving. And if it goes well, you're not going to Thanksgiving. So we can't really lose here.
Yeah, very true. We're gonna get what we want either way.
Right.
It's a great positive spin you just put on there.
It really is. And it doesn't sound like your husband is too invested either. So if this thing goes horribly wrong, man, that's a win.
Yeah, I'd like for her to be okay with it. If we could add that would be perfect.
Yeah, that would be the cherry on top, but that's a very lofty cherry.
How much of this drama that circulates around Thanksgiving and the family is centered around her? What are we going to be dealing with?
You know, they do ask us to take sides, like, when they're fighting. So she definitely has a side in it. She sides with her son, of course. So I don't know. It's not really about her. It really is a lot about, you know, his brother.
His brother? His brother is the one that has the most drama. Okay, so give us
a
couple of...
She sides with him.
She what?
She sides with the brother.
Gotcha.
Rather than her daughter-in-law, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, give us a couple of minutes here. When we come back, we will start texting with your mother-in-law just to say, hey, we're skipping Thanksgiving this year, and we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Hey, The Burt Show.